الحمد لله وكفى والسلام من على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. There are a few things that we have been discussing. Pointers which can help one draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are several points that we've already discussed. And the last point that we discussed in last class was to improve the quality of our salah. The next thing, we also last class discussed the importance of reciting Quran. The next point is that in addition to Salah and in addition to Quran, there's another exercise of Zikr called Muraqabah that one should practice every day as well. Muraqabah is an exercise of zikr, and it comes from the word raqib in the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is intently vigilant over us. So in muraqabah, a person tries to be vigilant, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vigilant over him or her. It's a two-way vigilance. Muraqabah is a way of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you try to forget everything else in the world and only remember Him. So the way we can understand is that there is a gold called Iman in your heart. There is a gold called love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. There is a gold called yaqeen in your heart. If you keep digging in your heart, you will find that gold. That gold in the remembrance of Allah means that you will be able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the exclusion of everything else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Wazkur isma rabbik wa tabattal ilayhi tabtila. So muraqabah is our way of doing amal on this ayat of the Quran. So what does Allah say in this ayat? Wazkur isma rabbik, that you remember the name of your Lord so much. So much. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا, that you remember the name of your Lord so much that you forget everything else. So remember the name of your Lord exclusively to the exclusion of everything else. This is what we are chasing. It means that we have to practice this muraqabah. And it means that you just make this intention that, Ya Allah, now I'm free. And I want to remember only you. I want to remember only you. This muraqabah is not like meditation. Meditation is something totally different. Meditation means that you close your eyes and you connect to yourself. This is zikr. This is totally different. This zikr or muraqabah means that you disconnect from the world and yourself, and you try to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This zikr has nothing to do with pulse or heartbeat or your breathing. All of that is other than Allah. And you want to only and only remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this, you would need something to focus on. And that will be the name of Allah ta'ala. Tabarak ismu rabbik. Allah says in the Quran that full of barakah is the name of your Lord. And the ultimate blessing and the barakah of Allah's name is that when you are remembering His name, you are actually remembering Him. When you remember the name in your heart, you will ultimately remember that being who's named with that name. So one, practically they do the zikr simply by making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, by focusing on His name. That the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah. Now we should focus more on this, because this is the zikr that a person does in their heart. That my heart, so a person, they sit whenever they're free. And practically, one can do this maybe at the beginning level for 15 to 20 minutes, that they disconnect themselves from everything around them in this world, and they become attentive towards their heart, their spiritual heart, called their qalb. And then they use their heart to remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if my spiritual heart is saying this name Allah, and I'm listening to the zikr of my heart. The more and more a person does this muraqabah, the more and more the quality of our salah will go up. Because that is the missing ingredient in our salah. That we're not able to feel the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in our heart. Our body is making zikr, our tongue is making zikr, but the heart, the qalb, is not making zikr. So to get that missing ingredient in our salah, for that, one should practice muraqabah. Because in muraqabah, Allah says that fazkuruni azkurukum. Allah says in Quran, fazkuruni, that remember me, azkurukum, and I will remember you. So when a person sits with this intention that my heart is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, my heart is calling Allah's name, my heart is saying Allah, Allah, and I'm silently listening to this zikr of my heart, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showers His rahmah. Adhkurukum begins to happen. Now Allah remembers the heart. And the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers this person's heart is by showering His mercy and His blessings, His nur, into the heart and cleansing the heart of its filth and sins, purifying the heart. And one should imagine that my heart is being cleansed. And then in gratitude, my heart is saying Allah's name as if my heart is saying Allah. So it's a exercise, a daily exercise that a person should do. Now, why should we focus more on this zikr? Because we already know how to do zikr with our tongue. We are doing that in our salah. We are doing that in the Quran, reciting the Quran. The problem is that our hearts have become so negligent. Our heart is not into it. Our heart is thinking about the dunya. So the cure for the negligence of the heart is to do the zikr of the heart. This is what muraqabah is. It's the zikr of the heart. Zikr of Allah's name in the heart. Now, initially, there are just stages in muraqabah. First is simply attuning yourself to your heart. And this takes time and practice. And if a person never used their hands for years, it will get paralyzed. And now, if all of a sudden they realize that they have a hand and they want to use it, they'll have to do physical therapy every day. The same is the case with our qalb. It's spiritually paralyzed. So initially, we shouldn't get worried if you don't feel anything yet. We're just initially trying to become aware of the heart, that we have a heart. We have a qalb. Once you're tuned in and you can feel the heart, now there might be a new problem that you are struggling against thoughts. Distracting thoughts might be coming. And this requires mujahida. And the way to deal with these thoughts is simply to ignore them. Not to repel them actively. Otherwise, one thought will lead to another. And a person will get stuck in thoughts. Simply ignore them and just focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. Keep focusing on it more and more. And the more you focus on the name of Allah, the more the thoughts will be ignored. And then when a person is able to do that, that they can now sit and do the zikr of the heart, they're attuned to their heart, and they're able to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name in their heart, and they are ignoring any distracting thoughts that come. If they keep working on that stage, then they will start to enjoy that zikr of the heart. Then they will start to feel that really the heart is saying Allah. The heart is really saying Allah's name. And now they would want to live. They want to increase the time that they spend in that zikr. So our mashayikh, they say that initially, zikr is like medicine. It's bitter. One has to force themselves to do it. But then it becomes like food and nourishment. Then it becomes like the dessert and the delight. So one should try to sit for some time every day and go deep in this zikr to feel some connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All you have to do is to connect to Allah's name and you will be connected to Him. So let me explain. Let's start from the beginning. That what is the worst case a person could be? So the very worst case is that a person's heart is 100% attached to the dunya and 0% attached to Allah Ta'ala. Now they need to fix this iba. And all ibadat and taraweeh and fasting and dua, all these things are things which attaches to Allah Ta'ala. And then as you get more and more attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically your heart will start getting less attached to the dunya. So in normal situations, we should try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala along with every other thing that we are doing. Try to remember Allah ta'ala as much as you can while working, while studying, while shopping. At a background level, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, along with the other activities that we are doing. But then sometimes there should be minutes during the day when a person wants 100% connection with Allah ta'ala and 0% connection with the dunya. That is called muraqabah. That is the zikr of the heart. That is called fana. That you try to have at least such moments during the day where now you're not remembering Allah Ta'ala also, rather you're remembering Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala only, exclusively, to the exclusion of everything else. So this is an exercise that one has to do for a few minutes. You cannot live the whole day like that. There is no monasticism in Islam. It's a temporary stage, a process through which we purify our hearts. Every day, there should be some moment, some minutes where we sit and we practice the zikr. This is actually coming from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, from the Quran and the sunnah. When the Prophet ﷺ was in cave Hira, what was he doing at that time? He was just wanted 0% connection with dunya. He wanted more disconnection from the dunya. In the Quran, also Allah Ta'ala mentions this ayat, Wazkur isma rabbik wa tabattal ilayhi tabtila. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name exclusively and to the exclusion of everything else. That is called tabattul. And then what happens is, muraqabah is that zikr that brings a person to the state where they're now 100% connected to Allah and 0% connected with the dunya, that state of fina. And we should sit and we should beg Allah Ta'ala for this state. Allah, try to drown in the name of Allah Ta'ala. And then what happens when a person gets that state? Then the sunnah tells us that you have to come out of that as well. Because the Prophet says, he had that fana in that cave of Hira. He had that state in tahajjud. But then he came out and he would re-engage the world. You once again become aware of the world, but now in a different way. You're now connected to the world according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will and pleasure. This is called baqa, that you now come out. It comes in a hadith that one of the kind of people who get the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment would be those who loved one another for the sake of Allah ta'ala. So now they're also engaging others, but it's a different type of engagement. So when you come out of muraqabah, the zikr, now your connection will become 100% in the dunya, 100% with the world, but also you're fully 100% connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the sunnah of being connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100% while 100% being engaged in the dunya. So muraqabah is that exercise every day that a person wants to go so deep in zikr that when you go back and re-enter the world, you will do it for Allah Ta'ala's sake only. Filla lilla billa. And again, Allah mentions this in the Quran. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْءٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That their people, no amount of trade or commerce can distract them from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So they're engaged in trade and commerce, but in such a way that their heart is 100% fully connected with Allah. So the way to practice this muraqabah is a person just sits and imagines that Allah's mercy is descending into my heart, and my heart in gratitude is calling upon Allah's name as if my heart is saying Allah, Allah, and I'm listening to this remembrance of the heart. That is it. And this is coming straight from the Quran. Ud'u rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufya. Allah says that make zikr of your Rabb inside of yourself, secretly, silently, with yearning, with longing, without any sound or utterance. Now, there will be, I also want to mention practically how to do this. Because a lot of people say we want to do, but that we are not able to make this into our habit. So the first thing that we want to talk about practically is that we should set a time for this zikr of the heart. You can start with 15 minutes every day. But set a time for a muraqabah. Every single day, whatever time is convenient for us, but we have to block that time every single day. Block that time. And when we consider what we are planning to do, have this muraqabah in our daily schedule. Save ourselves from that trap of shaitan. That shaitan makes us feel as if we are so busy. And then how can you balance so many things? And then he makes us guilty that the whole day passed by and I wasn't able to do anything. So the way we can save ourselves from this trap of shaitan, this first trap was balancing. How can I balance deen and dunya? Zikr in my studies, zikr in my relationships. And the second trap is this guilt. To save ourselves from both of these traps of shaitan is simple. Just set a time for muraqab. And when that time comes, simply do this zikr. Like everything else in our day, if you have a meeting with some person, so you say, okay, we'll schedule that meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then we are there at 10 o'clock. I have office hours from 2 to 4 p.m. And then you forget about it. You will be tension-free. That time is blocked. Tension-free because when the time comes, you know you'll simply do it. So that's how it should be with our zikr. The zikr of the heart. This meeting with Allah Ta'ala. So for example, one could say that today, I will do my muraqabah after Fajr or before Fajr or after Isha or 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. or whenever I get home from work. Doesn't always have to be attached to some salah. There's no fixed time. But once you have set it there for a particular day, then you will become tension free. And as long as you make sure you do it at that time, you do it when the time for your scheduled meeting with Allah Ta'ala comes, then everything else will be fine. Just like we block time for other things in our life. We block time for our meetings. We block some time for our studies. Similarly, we should try to block some time for this zikr of the heart. Take this zikr of Allah out of the balancing act. We can compromise on the quantity initially. We can compromise on the quality of the zikr initially, but don't compromise on the regularity. So first step is to make yourself regular. I mean simple. Regular means that simply blocking the time. And then when the time comes, just make sure that you do it. Block out 10 minutes or 15 minutes if you are a beginner. Block out 15 minutes for your muraqab. Start with lesser quantity, but make sure that you have that regularity. So the first thing is regularity. First thing is regularity. After, I'll give you a summary. Regularity, then quantity, and then quality. Three things. Regularity first, then quantity, then quality. This answers the question. Sometimes people ask this question, that I didn't feel anything when I was doing zikr. So you're not going to get that stage three, that quality in the beginning. Tartib, sequence first, the regularity, then quantity, then quality. The first thing is simply to be regular. Simply to be regular. How to get the regularity? Just set a time every day that is convenient for you to do muraqab. Not going to be the same time every day. Every day you might have a different time. But just like every day before you begin your day, sometimes with a pen and paper, sometimes just in your mind, make a to-do list. And every day in that planning, say that I have to do muraqabah at this time. So maybe today I have meetings from 9 to 5, and then I'll do my muraqabah after Maghrib. Today I can go work late, so I'll do muraqabah for half an hour before going to work. Today I've got a very big meeting that ends at 1, but then after that I'm relatively free, I'll do my muraqabah then. Today I'll do my muraqabah after Isha. Today I'll do it at Fajr. Every day, set a time, block it. Block some time for your muraqabah, even if it's just a few minutes. Block it every day. So take the way to balance is that take your muraqabah out of that juggling act. Block the time for muraqabah and then keep the other time or juggle between the rest of the activities. So that's first thing. First thing, regularity. Next thing was quantity. And you will be able to increase the quantity once you have established the regularity. Don't even think beyond regularity until you have it. First, target the regularity, regular zikr. Once you're doing it daily, now you try to increase it. Try to do it more. And how will you do it more? Just add a few minutes here and a few minutes there. That's it. Save a few minutes here, save a few minutes there. So you're eating. Maybe eat 2 or 3 minutes early with the intention that I can save 2, 3 minutes and then use that for my zikr. You're going somewhere. So go a bit early so that I can save a few minutes and I can use that for my zikr. So when Allah Ta'ala sees this person, that this person is cutting a few minutes here, saving a few minutes there with this intention that they want to do zikr, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will put barakah in that effort. And Allah will give tawfiq to increase in our zikr, this muraqab. So this is how we should build up our quantity. And we should be willing to say this sentence to people. Like, look, I really have to go. We say this, right? Look, I really don't have time. Why? Normally, it's something for the dunya, something that we have to do in the dunya. Sometimes, even the most small things to do in the dunya, we're happy to tell someone that, look, I don't have time. Look, I have to go. So, why can't we learn to say that same sentence for the zikr and the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala? That, look, I have to go. I have some things to do. I have a meeting to catch. Subhanallah, meeting with Allah. I have an appointment to keep with my Allah Ta'ala. So that's how we can increase the quantity. And then the third thing, first was regularity, second quantity, then third thing comes quality. Acha, another way to increase the quantity is that when you do muraqabah, when you're concentrating, that the heart is saying Allah, 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 then once you actually manage to start, because starting is the difficult part, once you actually manage to sit down and start and do your zikr, you should do it for as long as possible. Longer and longer and longer. The more sweetener you add, the more sweet it will be. So do it as long and as long as you can. The longer you do it, the more you will feel. And this is how you will switch from quantity to quality. How do you get the quality? By doing it longer. The longer you do it, the more you will enjoy it. The more you will feel it. The easier it will become. Because it takes time to get the enjoyment. It takes time for that enjoyment. That enjoyment doesn't happen immediately on day one. So regularity, then quantity, then quality. And I will give you an example about driving. If you are a beginner in driving, you don't start enjoying driving on day one. First, you develop a practice of doing it every day, regularity. And then after that, and even for regularity, you set a time. Then maybe in the evening, I will go and I will practice. And once you have regularity, it develops into a practice. Then we try to increase the time for driving. And as we increase and we're driving for longer and longer periods of time, then there comes a point that we start enjoying the driving. So simply put, same thing applies to zikr and muraqabah. The first time you do muraqabah, you won't enjoy it. The first time you do muraqabah, maybe the first few days, you may not necessarily enjoy it or feel it. You won't get the quality immediately. In fact, you might have different thoughts, neutral thoughts, bad thoughts, shaitani thoughts. Any whatever is a clutter and junk in our heart that will come out. So it's a process. It's a purifying process. Muraqabah, it unclogs the heart. You have to go through that process of muraqabah for the heart to become unclogged, the heart to be purged and purified. So when you are making niyat that my qalb, my heart is saying Allah, Allah, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember your heart, will shower His nur into your heart, and will clear out that junk that is already there in your heart. It's Allah's remembrance of the heart that clears out the junk from our heart. So actually, when you start seeing the junk, that the junk is coming out in the form of those bad thoughts, neutral thoughts, that's a good sign. That's a sign that there is decluttering process going on. This will happen. This can happen when you first do muraqabah. But when you keep doing it, then inshallah, the more and more and longer that we sit, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat and his mercy and nur will come in our heart. And then out of the mercy of Allah ta'ala, then these bad thoughts will go away. The stray thoughts will go away. And then the heart will start doing the zikr of Allah ta'ala. And then when the heart starts doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will start enjoy. Then you will enjoy doing the zikr of Allah ta'ala. So Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that itmenan, that tranquility that comes with the zikr of Allah, it won't happen on day one. So initially you just have to keep trying, keep trying, keep trying. So we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us for doing this zikr regularly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of zikr. Make us people who remember Him abundantly. You know, zikr, it's a way of life. When we remember Allah ta'ala, Allah says that I will remember you. And that is really the secret of doing the zikr. That we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remember us. And we want Allah Ta'ala to remember our heart. Because when Allah remembers our heart, then the heart will be purified. So zikr, it's a way of life. That we try to do this every single day so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers us every single day. We can imagine it like this, that right now the heart is blocked. And we need to unclog this heart. We have, unfortunately, so many people who come with problems these days. People who are religious, people who are hafiz. But they have sins in their life. They might be reciting Quran, but still caught up in different sins. And what that means is, that the recitation is not penetrating their heart. The heart is blocked. People who pray Salah 5 times every day, but still unable to stay away from sins, means that the Salah is not able to enter into their heart. The heart is blocked. So to unclog the heart, it requires an exercise. And the process by which we can unclog that heart, that is called muraqabah. That process is called zikr-e kalbi. That process is called that we are doing zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name from the heart and in the heart. If you look, Allah says about the salah, the inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. That salah will stop you from shameless, crude sins. However, we find people who pray 5 times, mashallah, but they also sin. They're praying 5 times for months and years, but still some are involved in the sin of envy. Some has sin of lust. Some has a sin of anger. Some has a sin of adultery. Someone has a sin of lying. They're still sinning, even though they have been praying further salah for months and years. The Quran is correct that salah will protect us from sins, but it means that the heart is not present in that salah. The body is making salah, the tongue is making salah, but the heart is not making salah. So there must be some process to unclog this clogged heart. That process is called zikr-e kalbi, this muraqabah. And that is why our mashayikh, they say that for the beginner, muraqabah is more beneficial than other ibadat. Muraqabah is the base. It's the prerequisite to get the full benefit from the other ibadat. When a person can train their heart to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they can put their heart into their ibadah, when they are no longer heartless, rather they have a heartfelt relationship with Allah, then when they recite, for example, the Quran, they're reciting Quran with their heart now. They get the nur of the Quran in their heart. Now, when they're reciting Salah, they're reciting Salah with their heart. They get the nur from that Salah into their heart as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this niyat and intention from all of us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of zikr. May Allah ta'ala grant us regularity in our zikr. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq to increase the quantity of our zikr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grace us and bless us with the tawfiq to improve upon the quality of our zikr. And may Allah ta'ala make us amongst the zakireen Allah kaseera. وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَنِّي لَسْتُ لِفْ سَتْشَ لَيْفَ بْزِكَرْ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْآلَمِينَ